I agree with
three past the hour. Let's go to the phone lines and bring on Davis Potter, Oxford Golden Eagle. Davis, good morning to you, man. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. Appreciate you joining us. Talking about the 14 playoff, does Ole Miss have a chance? Are they looking to get into this 14 playoff this year? Is that a realistic expectation for the Rebels?
I don't think that's realistic for them. You know, this is going to be a team that's going to be better than they were last year. But, you know, you guys know as well as anybody, you know, playing in the SEC, especially the West, I mean, that may not always show in terms of more wins. You know, the good news for them is that, you know, they've got the most experienced quarterback in the league back in Bo Wallace. You know, they've got some real frontline talent, some real difference makers that they brought in, you know, not only in that 2013 recruiting class with the Robert Kendici, Laquan Treadwell, Tony Connor, Laramie Tunsils, but also the development of some older players, you know, that the staff's been able to bring along in the 2 years that they've been there. You know, Cody Pruitt at safety was an All-American last year, led the SEC in interceptions. You got C.J. Johnson, who, you know, was on his way to a really productive year last year until he hurt his ankle and had to take a medical redshirt. But he should be one of the, you know, best pass rushers in the SEC. You got a linebacker like Sedaris Bryant, who, you know, led them in tackles and was one of the top tacklers in the SEC last year. So they've got some pieces, but, you know, they're still not as deep as they want to be. Hugh Freeze has admitted that. They're probably still a recruiting class or two away from really having the quality depth that you need to compete with the Alabamas and the LSUs and the Auburns and A&Ms and those teams. So, you know, they've got some, you know, this is really the first year they're kind of dealing with some expectations after getting to bowl games and winning them in Freeze's first 2 years. You know, they've got some pieces, but they have to stay healthy. You know, they're one of those teams that, you know, is probably an injury or two away from everything kind of falling apart, it seems, for them. So, you know, are they going to be better? Yeah, they're going to be better, but to, you know, consider them as a contender for one of those top four playoff teams, I think, is probably unrealistic at this point.
Davis, you mentioned about depth, and the best way to get depth back up is in recruiting. Alabama loses a commitment and Leah Lewis over the weekend. How's Ole Miss looking to compete for the big linebacker out of Mississippi?
I think they're right there with Alabama, with Mississippi State. You know, he was actually in Oxford over the weekend, I guess, after he decommitted. And they had a senior camp, I think, up here at Oxford. And, you know, that's a place where they need some impact guys in, obviously, to build that depth. You know, so that's a you know, he's one of their, obviously one of their top targets, and I think they're right there in the mix with them. But obviously they're going to have to compete with like I said, Alabama and Mississippi State, for some other teams, because he's a highly coveted guy that a lot of teams are after.
Davis, I know in our state against our cross the state rivals in Auburn, they get a big commitment from the number one wide receiver in the country. So as an Alabama fan, you kind of follow up with what Auburn is doing. And when you look at your state between Ole Miss and Mississippi State last weekend had a huge day in recruiting. What's kind of been the overall theme or the overall thoughts in Oxford about Mississippi State landing 8 commits in one day?
Yeah, that's pretty rare, especially for Mississippi State. But, I'm not sure what the outcry or the reaction is. You know, Ole Miss has recruited the state pretty well itself. I think they pretty much dominated the state in recruiting last year. But, you know, they're always looking for in-state guys, especially, you know, when you're talking about Ole Miss and Mississippi State. You know, that's where a majority of their kids come from, because, you know, they don't usually, you know, are able to go head-to-head with the LSUs, with the Alabamas, with the Auburns for other kids in this region. Now, obviously, Hugh Freeze has done a much better job with that recently, landing that top 5 class in 2013 and even bringing them another top 15, 20 class last year to help fill out that depth. But, you know, they're always going to be going after the same kids, obviously, like Alabama and Auburn do, head-to-head. And obviously that gives Mississippi State some momentum. But Ole Miss is, I think, being a little more selective this year in who they actually want to bring in, because they're not losing a whole lot. I think they they've only got 16 scholarships to give out after this year. So they're being a little more selective, being a little more patient, and kind of picking and choosing who they want to bring in for visits who they ultimately want to offer, because they, like I said, they just don't have as much room as other teams in the SEC do.
Visiting with Davis Potter, Oxford Golden Eagle, here on the home of Alabama Sports, Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com. Davis, switching to this year's team, of course, that October 4th matchup is going to be huge. I think it's going to be the popular pick for the upset in our league this year. Before they get to Alabama, they got to go through Boise State and in Nashville to play Vanderbilt. Should Ole Miss be 4-0 heading into the Alabama game?
They probably should be, and if they want this to be kind of that, yeah, I don't know if I want to say special season, but if they want, you know, that season that they're kind of expecting, kind of take that next leap forward as a program, I think those first two games are must wins. You know, you're talking about a Boise State team that, you know, has a lot of new pieces and a new coach and Brian Harsin, you know, and don't know really a whole lot about him. I don't think Ole Miss knows a whole lot about him either. But, you know, you think Ole Miss should go in there at a neutral field and probably win that with the talent that they have. And then, you know, going up to Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt's always kind of been a thorn in Ole Miss's side. You know, they go back and forth. And, you know, Vanderbilt usually, you know, has beaten them in some of the recent matchups. Last year, Ole Miss had that, you know, the long touchdown run, 85-yarders to beat him in the final seconds. But, you know, that's always a game, I think, that they play so early in the year that both teams are still trying to kind of feel their way and, you know, aren't necessarily at the status that they're going to be later in the year. But I think those are two games that, you know, Ole Miss has to win and probably should win, you know, to kind of set up that monster game with Alabama, obviously, in early October. And, you know, if they're 4-0 going to that thing, you may see game day in Oxford for the first time ever, and you know it should be a wild atmosphere. So, yeah, those are four games they definitely should win. But you know, as we know, as we always see, things don't always go according to plan. But yeah, those are four games that they definitely have the talent to win and probably should win if they want to set up the kind of season that they ultimately want to have in year three under Freeze.
Davis, you mentioned about Ole Miss ready to take that next step forward, that this could be, you were hesitant to use the term special, but this could be that next step kind of year. What is the next step for Ole Miss?
I think it's beating some of the better teams in the league. You know, Hugh Freeze said at media days last week that he expects, you know, them. He always, you know, his goal when he first took over was to get Ole Miss among the best in the West, and you know, he expects them to compete, you know, game in and game out. You know, but they've done that, you know, to this point. I mean, they took, you know, A&M down to the wire last year, lost in the last second field goal. They beat LSU at home. LSU came in top 10 in the country, and Ole Miss was, you know, they were ravaged by injuries in that game. I think they were missing five defensive starters and still found a way to win it. You know, they go down to Auburn last year, lose by single digits. Really, the only game they were blown out in was the Alabama game, where they did next to nothing, and the Alabama dominated that game. But you know, I think it's time now to, you know, start winning some of those games. You know, you look at their schedule this year. You get both Auburn and Alabama at home. You get a Tennessee at home. Their hardest away game is probably going to be at LSU. You know, they go to A&M, but obviously A&M's, you know, dealing with the aftermath of not having Johnny Manziel. So I guess Ole Miss gets a break, I guess, in that sense. But, you know, this is a team that probably has to start finding a way to win these games and not just compete. And like I said, you know, it's the most talented team Freeze has had in his tenure. You have the most experienced quarterback in the league coming back. You have some of that front-end talent from these last two recruiting classes. So really that's kind of the thing next up, is not just competing with some of these teams, not just playing in close, but actually getting some of these wins, because that's what you're ultimately going to have to do if you kind of want to move up the totem pole of the SEC West.
42 past the hour, visiting with Davis Potter, Oxford Golden Eagle. Davis, before we let you go, yesterday we had on Bo Bounds, who I'm sure you're familiar with, being from the state of Mississippi, and he felt like the best chance that Ole Miss had to upset somebody at home would be against the Auburn Tigers. When you look at Auburn versus Alabama, do you feel like Ole Miss that matches up with Auburn better?
Yeah, in the sense that I think they kind of play the same games. Hugh Freeze, Gus Malzahn, it's well documented, they're really good friends. They kind of run the same systems offensively. And I think Auburn's defense is probably a little weaker than Alabama's is. It's crazy to say as many players as Alabama puts in the draft, every year, especially from that side of the ball. I think that is a little bit better matchup for Ole Miss just because of the styles that they play. And Auburn, obviously is a team that, is coming off the national championship game appearance, defending West champs. They have their quarterback back in Nick Marshall. It'll be a tough game either way. That's hard to nitpick between those two teams, but I think that is a better matchup because I think Ole Miss can kind of match up better, just in terms of the style of play and the depth a little bit better than they would against Alabama. So I think that's probably a fair assessment at this point.
Davis Potter, Oxford Golden Eagle, joining us on the OK Tires Hotline right here on the home of Alabama Sports Tide 99.1. Davis, appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Have a good one. We'll take a break here. 44 past the hour, come back. Put the finishing touches on this Tuesday edition of Houston and Huber right here on the home of Alabama Sports, Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com.